Stephen Moore to Pennsylvania, Joe Biden is not bluffing, he will destroy oil and gas industry. By Robert Krajicek on November 2, 2020. Former Vice President Joe Biden and the Democrat Party are sincere in their stated intentions to destroy the nation's oil and gas industry, warned Trump campaign senior economist Stephen Moore on Monday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. The left has this obsession. It's like a religion for these people. They are absolutely obsessed with destroying the American oil and gas and coal industries, said Moore, urging Pennsylvanians to consider Biden's repeatedly stated commitment to ending domestic fossil fuel consumption. Part of this is a kind of nihilism of the left. I think they want to destroy them. A lot of them actually feel like America is responsible for all the problems in the world. So we have to pay a sacrifice by destroying our industrial base, Moore said. Look what they've done to the coal industry across the United States, he continued. Look what's happened to coal towns from West Virginia to Wyoming to Pennsylvania to Ohio and my home state of Illinois. They've destroyed the coal industry, and tens of thousands of jobs, working-class Americans. Moore called left-wing and Democrat claims of concern for working-class America hollow, given their opposition to blue-collar energy industry jobs. Listen. Moore remarked, these are people who say how much they care about work-class America. They're not bluffing when they say they're going to destroy the oil and gas industry. They're going to do it. These people are radicals. Moore held that Democrats and leftists actually believe that America's energy needs can be supplied with wind and solar power. He said such a position is really the stupidest thing I ever heard. Biden regularly frames fossil fuel consumption as a driver of climate change and global warming. He has repeatedly described carbon dioxide as a pollutant, while advocating decarbonization of the economy. I think whoever wins Pennsylvania is going to win this election, Moore estimated. It's really that simple. It comes down to Pennsylvania, and Pennsylvania is an energy state. There are 300,000 direct employees to the oil and gas and coal industry and probably another 100,000 or so who are indirectly related to the oil and gas industry. Moore added, so for Pennsylvania voters to say, vote for Biden, is like if I went to Nebraska and said, we don't want to grow corn. This is one of your major industries that is under assault. Biden's left-wing economic agenda would disproportionately harm the most economically vulnerable Americans, Moore stated. The people at the bottom are the first people to get laid off, Moore said. They're going to get crushed. They're going to get flattened by the Biden agenda. But it's not rich people, for poor people and immigrants who are coming to the country looking for jobs, it's going to be so destructive. President Donald Trump won Pennsylvania in 2016's presidential election by a margin of just over 44,000 votes. He won 2,970,733 votes against 2,926,441 votes for Hillary Clinton. Moore said a Biden administration would facilitate China's ascension to be the world's dominant superpower. I thought I would never say these words, because I just love this great country of ours. That's why I know is Trump is going to win, because it will be such a catastrophe if Biden wins. But if God forbid Biden wins, within 4 years China will be the new world economic superpower, Moore stated. We will have surrendered it, not because the Chinese are so smart and are much better than we are. It's because we will have decided to surrender our economic prowess. That's how bad Biden's policies will be, and we have to be the world economic superpower. We've been that for 75 years. We're a force for good. I know the left thinks we're a force for evil, but we have got freedom and prosperity to the whole world, he said. If we turn left, you know what happens? The whole world starts to turn left. It will be very negative. I mean, I really think this is a turning point. Not just for the United States, but the whole world, Moore added. Moore warned of leftist-driven political violence after what he predicted would be Trump's re-election. I hope I'm wrong about this, but I think there will be bloodshed after the election, cautioned Moore. I think there are going to be riots that make the riots we saw this summer look like a picnic. I think the left will go berserk. Trump is going to have to be ready with the National Guard in our major cities. And that is thuggery, and we cannot surrender to that. We have to use all due force. I am a libertarian. There is no greater advocate of the First Amendment than I am, Moore continued. People have the right to peacefully protest. People obviously, if they're not happy with the election, have the right to go march and so on, but we cannot tolerate violence. We cannot tolerate people burning down buildings and cities and destroying property and beating up people. We can't surrender to that, and it's all the more reason why Trump has to win, concluded Moore. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.